Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, November 20. Coming up, Prime Minister urges Caribbean nations to unite to fight crime, Health Minister calls for responsible sexual practices, and National Youth Policy to focus on youth development. The news in detail after the break.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm, email info@childprotection.gov.jm, or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging governments of the Caribbean to exercise greater unity on the issue of regional security. Mr. Holness says in numerous cases, forces external to the region are feeding the growth of criminal activities in individual territories. Greater regional collaboration is needed, the Prime Minister says, to tackle issues such as the trade in illegal guns and illicit drugs.
We have historically thought of boundaries from a national frame of reference. But we all live in one Caribbean Sea. We have to police the Caribbean Sea border as if it were one country and not several countries trying to police their own borders. And that means a greater level of collaboration on security matters.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the opening ceremony of the 2017 High-Level International Monetary Fund IMF Forum at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel yesterday. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is again calling on Jamaicans to practice responsible sexual behavior in order to prevent new human immunodeficiency virus HIV infections. Dr. Tufton says adolescents in particular are at great risk of contracting the virus, with recent data indicating that HIV-related deaths in this group continue to rise despite declines among other cohorts. He says members of the public must play a greater role in helping to address the developmental, psychological, and social factors which place adolescents at increased risk of contracting the virus.
As a society, we must do more to stop new HIV infections and untimely HIV-related deaths through both primary and secondary prevention and better management approaches.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the recent media launch of World AIDS Day 2017. To help safeguard against contracting HIV, persons are advised to reduce their number of sexual partners, use a condom consistently and correctly, and where possible, practice abstinence. Persons who already have the virus are urged to take their antiretroviral medication as prescribed to keep the virus suppressed. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the National Youth Policy will transform Jamaica's approach to youth development. The junior minister says the old approach was focused on finding and solving problems faced by youth, whereas the focus going forward will be to create opportunities for youth to expose their potential.
And that's what you will see from the policy. And there are six broad areas that we focus on, clearly things like education, health and well-being, entrepreneurship and employment, which are areas which are very important in the development of our youth.
Minister Green was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says the policy will be followed up by a strategic action plan and an implementation plan. The National Youth Policy was recently approved by Cabinet and will be tabled in Parliament in short order. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says work to improve the Cornwall Regional Hospital in Montego Bay is on track. Mr. Tufton says the refurbishment of two operating theatres and a diagnostic facility is to be completed in short order, adding that the expansion of the accident and emergency section and the replacement of outdated equipment is well underway. Minister Tufton says the Cornwall Regional Hospital will be a work in progress for a while, but the refurbished spaces will be utilized as particular phases of the renovation are completed.
We are going to see a few other things done to allow access to parts of the building, and it's going to be phased gradually until you get to a full completion, which I suspect strongly will go beyond the first quarter of next year. So the building will be a work in progress for a while, but will be utilized as we complete a particular phase.
The minister was speaking at the recent launch of the Health Ministry's second quarterly publication, dubbed Vitals. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.